Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Spring bull buying season will soon be here, and Nebraska Extension genetics specialist Matt Spangler says there are new expected progeny differences, or EPDs, that have been developed to give producers new choices for a productive herd.
Yeah, so when producers go to choose bulls, it seems like the list of EPDs and economic selection indices does nothing but grow. And that causes confusion, no doubt, because people go to a bull sale saying, I'm going to look at XYZ EPD or index, and all of a sudden they find out there's additional ones added, which my suspicion is means that they ignore the additional ones and focus on the things that they're accustomed to using. But ignoring the additional ones may be ignoring a very valuable piece of information to make decisions with. And so some of the newer ones, if I think about an example, Gelvy, the American Gelvy Association has released three new economic selection indices. They have a MPI, or maternal profit index, designed for producers who retain replacement females and sell calves at weaning. They have an FPI, or feeder profit index, designed for producers that are strictly terminal. Every calf born goes to the feed yard in a retained ownership situation. And then a TPI, total profit index. That's for people that retain replacement females and all the culls they retain ownership through the feed yard. Similarly, the North American Limousine Foundation has released a new terminal profit index designed for producers who do not keep back replacement females and retain every animal through the feed yard. So an index, economic selection index, to use in that case. And they have two other indexes forthcoming that assume that people retain replacement females. So again, if you're buying Gelvy or Limousine bulls, pay attention to those new indexes. I also think of International Genetic Solutions. So that's a collaborative entity that conducts the genetic evaluation or calculates the EPDs for a very large number of beef breeds in the U.S., including Gelvy and Limousine, which I mentioned, but also Simmental and Red Angus, as well as many others. And they've released EPDs for mature cow weight. So oftentimes people like me may wave the finger and say, our cows are getting too big. And rightfully so, producers may wag the finger back and say, but we don't have tools to make them smaller. But mature cow weight EPDs can do that. At least allow producers to keep in mind the genetic potential of sires for making cows large or making them smaller. So I'd encourage people to take a look at that. Angus, which I have not mentioned yet, released a functional longevity, or FL EPD. Functional longevity can really be interpreted as a count of calves through age six. So a higher number EPD for functional longevity would mean that we would expect a bull's daughters to have more calves through age six. So a really good tool for producers wanting to select for females that are more productive at later parities, because we know that fertility is a driver of economic success for producers. We also know that cow longevity has a large cost as we think about cow depreciation. So for Angus bull buyers that keep back replacement females, functional longevity would be important. So depending on the breed that people are looking to buy bulls from, there have been additions to the selection tools that people can use. And instead of ignoring the new thing, because it comes with a learning curve, it may make sense to ask questions and determine if some of these new tools that I've described actually help in making profitable genetic selection decisions.
Stay tuned to Extension Almanac for future programs discussing bull selections based on favorable genetics. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.